And I don't think the residents have ever expected that there won't be the slight rumble. We're talking the big ones that we feel, the ones that our pets go, holy crap, you know, and we,
and
those
the pictures,
are the ones.
The pictures shake on the wall, yeah, and the dishes, right. And I've heard a lot of those over
yeah,
the years.
So, yeah, so, I mean, and we're not making it up. We don't want to spend our time here, honestly. I mean, really, we kind of have to. We're just trying to get to finding some sort of data that helps us figure out how can we best minimize the ones that we're really feeling. And we know that in the future, the quadrant of the quarry that you will be excavating is going to be getting closer and closer to our subdivision. So it does matter to us now, because in the future it sets a precedent. And I don't want to hear, oh, it's getting closer to you, so you're just going to be feeling it more. That's not quite so great either. I mean, we don't want to go back to the years where we were just, oh, man, all summer long, really feeling strong ones, or like the one we did in October of 2018.
Well, part of it too is just the sheer volume of activity that takes place at that site is drastically different than it was 15, 20 years ago. And this year has been busier than it has been for the last five or six for us. You can see we're still at half of that number that was, that 300 number that was out there previously. So that's a big part of it too.
Okay.
We don't do as much activity.
Well, I think you deserve an appreciation, and thank you for being able to keep the complaints down, because that's what we're all here for, is to try to have less complaints and have everyone be able to get along. What we're looking for right now are comments on the RFP for the monitoring services. So if you have any of those, we'll take your input.
They did get an award. They got an award for large business excellence, just for the record. I don't know if you, words matter, and two times Clint used the word perception, and we take great offense to that. This is not perception. We're not pretending that our houses shake. This is a real thing. I have all the blasts that I complained about that were larger than normal. Some were on overcast days, some were on sunny days, some were on perfectly, not a cloud in the sky days. I sat here and listened to a presentation about when there's a low ceiling, about the air, the vibration, the bounces, and then it goes over the berm and into the southern end. I think I want to talk directly about the southern end. Every single resident here today is from the southern end. Why? Here's a very simple question. Why on the southern end are there blasts, and then on the southern end, why are there abnormal blasts? Blasts that we're complaining about, larger ones that we feel. Why is that?
Clint, or anyone from the quarry, would you like to address that, or do you have any comment or thoughts on that?
Well, I don't really have, because I don't know which ones. We monitor all blasts, and we've talked about that. We have printouts and readouts from every blast that we get. So we don't know exactly what caused people to feel more or not. But as we've mentioned before, a lot of it's not vibration related. If anything, it's air blast related, which sometimes if that can, be in the right conditions, you might feel that more than you otherwise would. But sometimes that's things that, depending where you are in the quarry, that you can or cannot control, because environmental conditions sometimes are different every single day. Shots are different every single day. But those are all kinds of things that we try to take into account. Does that mean every single one is going to be perfect? No, it doesn't. But, you know, our goal is to try to drastically reduce it, because, you know, we don't want to be here having these discussions either if we're an easy fix like that, right? So we're constantly monitoring what we can do to try to minimize that. So, but you also look at you know, the areas where all the complaints are coming from are primarily in one area, and the other three sides of the areas that we work in, we're not getting those complaints from. And what caused it? I don't know. I don't have the answer for that.
Are you in direct correlation from the people that are actually blasting it when you get complaints so they know? Because it seems to me like, who's ever in charge of the blasting, if they don't know, they can't make that correlation on what I did different and what I, you know.
So the guy in charge of blasting for us is sitting right next to me, Derek Novotny. So he monitors every blast that we get.
But is it linked with the complaint so he knows?
I was getting there.
Okay.
So Lisa Henning, you know, one of the things we did change this year, too, is that those reports used to be sent in to the scale office. What we asked, and staff was helped us out here, is that we wanted those complaints sent directly to the three of us sitting here. So as soon as we get those, we look at them, and then we're looking at the blast results. We're looking at the locations, if given. But then also Derek is following through with the people that call that they want to call back. He is following through with them, and he's also documenting the date and time that he tried to contact those people. So that is something that we do take.
So, Derek, have you made a correlation in your own mind when you're blasting and you're getting the feedback from the complaints? Have you said, "Oh, wow, that rings a bell," or
well,
you know?
Like Mr. Pugwin said, I mean, all the citizens have said, you know, it could be on a sunny day, it could be on an overcast day. A lot of things go into that. You know, where is the blast in relation to the neighborhood? Is it facing towards the south? Is it an overcast day? Is there a temperature inversion? Because believe it or not, temperature inversions play an effect. Like I said, orientation of the blast. But we have the wind blast on the south end that residents complained. Every other blast that there were complaints were in the northeast portion of the quarry. And you can see the quarry on the map. If those shots are on upper benches facing to the south, they're going to probably feel the air concussion because it's pointed that direction.
So it's an upper bench thing versus being down.
It's all over. I mean, there's actually shots from down lower that, you know, if it's an overcast day, but it's lower, you'll get the rebound. So, you know, it's multiple things that could go into that. And we look at that. I take a look at the whole load configurations, the whole blast designs, everything. And, you know, we're on that. You know, if there's a reading that I feel is creeping to a point where we need to make a change, I make the change, and it's put into effect before the next blast.
Do you have conversations or meetings or different things with other quarries where they have a blasting person? I'm sure you know other blasting people. Like, usually everybody knows a certain people that in their same profession. Do you know other blast? What's your position?
Manage all the drilling and blasting.
Do you know other people in that similar position that does that at other quarries where they're in municipalities where you were able to talk and coordinate and have any conversations that they see certain things, or has that never come up? Or
no, I mean, and I take care of all the blasting for the whole company-wide. So
okay.
All the blasting that's in this municipality, other municipalities, so I see it all over, everywhere. I do occasionally communicate with people from other companies who are in industry.
Well, maybe they need your cell phone.
Right? Well, that's one of the reasons, though, we have a person like Mike Spores, who does a lot of analysis, a lot of experience all throughout a big part of the country. We use him as a resource that helps look at that data and provide us feedback and guidance mm-hmm. as well. So, yes, there is other people out there that we use to try to get input into what we're doing so we can constantly
what's manage. The other municipality where you blast that has a similar situation to Franklin where it's in a more residential area?
Oh, Racine, Waukesha, Fitchburg, up in Green Bay area. We have a lot of quarries in a lot of different residential areas throughout the state.
Okay. And nothing like this in where you have this amount of complaints or, you know, meeting attendance
well,
and monitoring?
We don't have as active a quarry as this one as far as volume in other areas of the state. And part of that's just because of the demand for the products that are produced in this area and the ingrowth of residential that's occurred around the property over the last 70 plus years.
Okay.
So all right. We do operate in a lot of other residential and urban type environments.
Did you have some input related to the surveying and how we can?
The what?
The survey. Right now, the discussion is not more complaining and citizen comments. It's more about comments on how Mike can help us provide the proper information and help us lower complaints.
He works for Stantec, right?
That's correct. Okay. And that's what we're on, the Stantec contract.
I thought in the first place they were going to look for someone else besides Stantec.
We will make a note of that and add it for the next consideration.
Talk about due diligence and coming to the meetings. I mean, the equipment was broken down last fall, and apparently Stantec didn't even know it. Or am I wrong?
I'll let Mike address that if he would like to do that.
Well,
if you'd like him to address it, he's right here.
I'd like
right.
to talk about the scope of work for 2020.
Okay. I agree with him.
I think it should be checked monthly because I think there's a need for it. I just think you have to keep a close watch on things.
Okay.
And yeah.
What about visual assessments of the roadway? How is everyone feeling about, right now we have 9, and we had talked about increasing the visual road, dust in the road, sweeping of the road, gravel in the road, that type of thing.
Well, I think it's worse on Rawson.
Right. So we were talking about instead of 9 times, we would up that. And as far as the blast monitoring, because they never go over, it doesn't seem to be like it makes much sense to dump all the money into the monitoring if they're never over the limits.
Okay. Why? Okay, my house apparently is still somewhat shaking. I think a number of people live farther to the back of the sub. We live closer to the front of the sub. And I was under the impression that a few years ago, they had maxed out. And I don't think they should be blasting to the south.
Well, they're not maxed out, so. You can see that from the aerial photos. They're not up to the line. So I don't know how you came up with that assumption. I don't know. I can't speak on that. But it's not correct. The assumption's not correct. Now, there might be on the east side when the berm was moving and all of that, but on the south side, they're not at their limits.
Well, when are they going to measure?
That's not the topic we're on right now. We'll okay. talk. So let's.
I still think that it should be
okay.
done at
all right.
least one point.
All right. We're going to move on because he's here to give us input on this, so.
Specifically regarding the monitoring, I personally would like less monitoring because the limit is set so high. We don't see any dust and debris on Drexel, which is right outside our subdivision, but this summer I have noticed an increase of dust and gravel on Rawson, so I think it would be smart addressing that and less money on monitoring since the limit is set so high. I agree
right.
wholeheartedly.
Right. And the thought about that is, we already have the quarries data that Stantec can be using. They can use Stantec's own data to coordinate the complaints with the blast. So, okay, why don't you tell
okay,
us
so
what your
here's
thoughts
my,
are.
Here's my idea. We do a quarterly report and a quarterly presentation. We do it in May, August, and November. because that kind of staggers it a little later. And in that, you'll get a comparison of the operations monitoring, the blast monitoring, and all the complaints and how where they are and everything. And then at the end of the year, in February, we'll do an end-of-year wrap-up, which will have the whole year and whatever was since the last monitor. So in the November one that we do, we'll talk about the scope for the following year. And in February, we should be all set. You know, so those staggered meetings might coincide pretty well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, for what we would do then as well, instead of just quarterly, we would have an exceptional blast evaluation. So would you get a if you get a blast with multiple complaints, we'll do a simple, short synopsis of where the blasts were, and a simple handout, or maybe one or two page thing, that we can turn around in maybe less than a week, and get it to the city, to get in your hands, so the citizens might be able to have a quick answer on what the heck happened last week or 2 weeks ago, so they don't have to wait till the end of the quarter.
Is there any?
And we'll assume 1 to 5 of those a year, because I think usually we only have 1 to 2 at the most. But we'll budget for 5, you know, or something. But we'll have more than enough to do a simple evaluation rather than wait till the end of the quarter.
I guess I'd like to see some type of web setup that was linked directly to you, that citizens could just go there and click a button and say, "This is my complaint."
Because well, that has to be worked through with the city. I mean, I'm not. If you want the complaints to all come through me, that's a whole different matter.
Well, I'm not saying to all come through you. I'm just saying, there some method, an online method
currently,
that could
currently
be?
Currently, right now, we get the complaint data when we ask for it. Now, if it's an automatic, you know, on the first of every month, send them to Mike, I'm sure the city would do that. You know, it's just a matter of when they're logged, you know, and when we get it.
It seems like there should be some kind of system with everything electronic today that you could put up. It's almost like when people put out things to vote on something or, where you get this data.
Well,
this,
I don't understand, but I know the city has an online database or an online system to submit a form or do something. So, I mean, I'm not really trying to recreate anything that already exists in that part of it.
Yeah,
the question, though, if we do this quarter thing and we monitor, and I understand, the quarry has their monitors and we have our monitors, we are not going to get to compare what happened during a complaint if our monitors are not operating. I think we'll have enough in the budget by eliminating the monthly reports to keep our monitors running 24/7 for 365. Okay. So even though you want to do less monitoring because their monitors are working, if it comes to that, we could. But I don't think we'll have to. I think we'll keep them running for 12 months out of the year, just for the comparison purposes, as long as we're not doing monthly reports. So if the budget gets tight, which I need to ask what your budget is for next year, then maybe we can not do it in January and February and December or something like that, the lesser months. But I think we can handle that.
Okay.
So it'd be monitoring seismic wise for the whole year. It'd be a quarterly report, which would be presented, handouts in May, August, and November. And we'd also in November talk about the following year. And then in February, we'd come back and talk about the whole year and what was done since November. And we would use, we'd have an exceptional blast evaluation, if it's asked for. For a few of those, and we would use the leftover to do operations monitoring or dust monitoring, see what's left.
Okay.
Alan Barber.
You're still going to do 24/7 monitoring.
Yes.
That's not going to change. So
It shouldn't change. As long as we're not doing monthly reports, we won't have to spend the labor and the time to do that reporting, prepare those. We'll do quarterly instead. That'll save time and revenue to just keep those monitorings working.
And on an exceptional basis, when we get a complaint, that's what you would respond to with numbers that,
yep.
that your
yep.
sites.
And I'm thinking a map too, because that's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't give you the cost tonight, though. I mean, I got to go back and figure out. Okay, so now what does this mean? But that's what you'll get next week.
I guess because they are increasing the trucking on Rawson,
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten, you know, people complain about that. And the blast monitoring is almost 3,000.
Well, it won't be that.
Right.
It won't. That include the monthly report.
Right. But I guess I would like to see, whatever that changes, I would like to see us go to at least 10.
For the operations.
On the operations.
Well, I don't think that'll be a problem.
Okay.
What I'll do is I'll give you, like, option A, B, and C, and you guys can all kind of decide. I mean, I won't just give you a blank. It's a cookbook driven, but, I mean, I'll fill in what I suggest and pick one. I think that'll work.
All right.
Just for the sake of getting it to, like, the first of the year, you have something and mm-hmm. just keep on going rather than waiting until April. And
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I'll get it to you next week.
Okay.
You know,
does this committee want to meet before that would go to council to vote on that? Should the committee meet and get that, what the final contract is going to look like? I mean, we're going to get a menu from Mike. And we're going to select the things we want, given the budget that we have. So do we want to try to do that before it gets to council?
Mike, when do you think you would have this ready?
Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday, next week.
Okay. I don't know, do we want to... Basically...
End of the day on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or it could wait till the 17th
of this month, or it's already
first of December.
So you'd like to do an earlier meeting in December?
So we can. So I'd like to have this in place by the December 17th meeting.
Regulars remind us that we should close and go back to the regular order of business. So I'm going to close this and return to the regular order of business. Do you want to record the time? Okay. And then Commissioner Kniffel had his hand up.
Just a question for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the spreadsheet with the numbers and whatnot, for somebody that may not deal in spreadsheets all the time, I think it would be very helpful if you coordinate Payne and Dolan's seismic data, your data, and the complaints, and then either put a star by it or highlight it or do something so that when you look at a sheet and a bunch of numbers that you know, well, this is the most important thing, because I think that's easier for people to understand rather than having to go through and look at the numbers and say, well, okay, this was out of order, and I have to make a note of it. If you can do that as part of the...
Well, I'm not sure what you're looking at, but the giant spreadsheet we're going to give,
it
will have the complaint date. We don't have the person's name or address on it. That's confidential. It'll have whether there was a blast, the blast number, the Payne and Dolan measurements, the Stantec measurements.
Right.
It'll have all one row, all the way across.
Yeah.
You know, with the weather and all that stuff. So.
And if there is a number of complaints, you know, maybe that can be put in.
Yes. It'll all be. Yeah, we usually just put multiple rows, so you'll see six rows on the same data, except for the complaint person. Right.
Okay. Alderman Barber.
I have one question. Is we are getting the Vibratech information, and I don't see the corresponding information from Stantec in any kind of delay or sequencing of any kind. I thought we were going to get that information as the committee to review that as soon as they get it to you.
Right, but for this meeting that is on November 14, we have not received the data for this month because it's normally an yearly meeting in the month because normally we have the meeting at the end of the month.
But I'm not seeing I don't have hands on to that information.
There's a monthly report that has a table that shows
it showed much more than
right.
PPV.
It's not emailed. It's just posted.
Yeah.
You know, to a kind of a FTP site for you to download or review.
I normally include that report into the packet, not for this meeting because it's early.
Okay. Because I know I see this quite frequently and not the other corresponding.
Because that's available, like, real time, that data.
Okay. Because I know Penny mentioned the fact that there were three dates that affected her, or two dates with two on one day, And here we're at this meeting, and we don't have anything to respond to in terms of that date.
Because we normally prepare the packets 1 week before the meeting.
Okay. So. I mean, I couldn't tell Penny what the numbers were because it's not on this chart, and that's what I'd like to get linked and tightened up.
Right. Well, and that'll be important next year because if we, let's say, come in May, and depending on when your meeting is, we're going to have, because usually we do it on monthly, so it'll be through April. We'll have to have all the information and the report done by the time you make your packet up, so we'll have to do some coordination on that.
Okay.
And as far as our cost, there is a number already set in the budget.
Yeah, the budget last year was like $46,000.
Right, and so the new number is in the budget. It's online. I don't have it with me. Do you have the...
It's at the bottom of the...
Yeah, it's on the back of the budget.
Okay, that's right. He did include that. So, let's see. So it's the 40... Mm-hmm. $46,500.
So, are there any other things you are thinking of possibly wanting to do that you want to?
We kind of turn to you and see if you think there's something. Basically, you know what our issue is. We have complaints of people's houses being shaken, and our whole goal is just to find out how to help them and eliminate that, or at least cut it down to.
Well, I think increasing the communication more frequent, like we're talking about, you know, with the exceptional, but I think hopefully that'll help, you know, at least be more transparent.
Do you ever have any conversations about other blasting areas or other people that do this type of thing, that they have any ideas or?
Most of the quarries we deal with don't, like Clint mentioned, they don't produce as much. There might be in urban areas, they're just not doing much activity, so there's not much of a issue with those, you know. So no, this is kind of an exceptional case.
And you haven't had a conversation with geologists or anything that could assist you in how to come up with ideas or?
Well, we have people that deal with mines, and I mean, that's just a different scope of work. You know, that we've been asked to be a monitor, a third-party monitor. We haven't been asked to bring in specialists. You know, we've done work for mines six-figure budgets to kind of help with different things, whether it's pollution issues or soil and groundwater issues or whatnot. We haven't been asked to develop a
well, we kind of look to you to say, hey, you know.
Yeah, I know, but you've hired us to be a monitor. You haven't hired us to be an expert to come in and solve a problem that, you know, and that scope of work hasn't been presented. That could be 3 years worth of your blast monitoring. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
It might be worth it, though. You know, to.
Could be.
Commissioner Shore.
You talk about that you're in different areas. Are you as close to neighborhoods like we are right here with you?
I personally don't deal with any other quarries in an urbanized area like this one, no.
That's the biggest problem.
We likely do. Santica's international firm with mining work all over the U.S. and Canada. I'm sure there's other sites similar to this, but I'm not aware of it.
It's so funny. I went through New London, and they have a quarry. And so I'm acquainted with them. They don't have these complaints because they're out of the city. They're not right in the city like you people. You know, not you, but like this quarry is. And it's altogether different there. They don't have the dust. They got this big fence, you know, that keeps everything in and everything. And I just wondered how many other places are built in a city like this is. So
yeah,
you're not, okay.
I don't know.
Well, do the quarries know?
Well, I sort of already asked them that
question, Marge. I asked him how many, you know, are, and he said Racine, and he named off a few.
Yeah, I know, but they're...
But he said that they're not as active, while they are in situations that are similar to Franklin and, you know, around residential areas. He said they're not as active as this quarry. That was his answer.
But the biggest thing is the location, where they're located. And, I mean, mm-hmm. they're right here in the middle of the city.